This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he spoke to the King of Saudi Arabia this morning and he denies any knowledge of what happened to missing journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Khashoggi last seen on October 2nd walking into the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. The Turkish government says he was killed inside the consulate by a Saudi government hit team. The president says he's sending Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to meet with the Saudi king to discuss the allegations. Despite teasing her about her claim that she had a Native American ancestor, President Trump is unimpressed at news that Senate Democrat Elizabeth Warren has produced DNA results proving that she had a Native American ancestor. He just says he hopes she decides to challenge him in 2020.
I think she'd be very easy. I do not think she'd be difficult at all. She'll destroy the country.
USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
President Trump heading south at this hour to view the devastation on the Florida Panhandle and in parts of Georgia from Hurricane Michael last week. First Lady Melania Trump's accompanying him. The president says he feels bad about news about Sears. He noted before he left the White House, Sears was a big deal when he was growing up, but now it's filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, hoping to survive in an increasingly tough retail environment. Trump says Sears has been improperly run for many years. President Trump saying of the man who runs the Pentagon, he can't say if Defense Secretary James Mattis is going to stay in that position or possibly leave before the president's first term is over.
It could be that he is. I think he's sort of a Democrat, if you want to know the truth. But General Mattis is a good guy. We get along very well. He may leave. I mean, at some point, everybody leaves.
He was speaking on CBS's 60 Minutes. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Prince Harry and Meghan, Duchess of Sussex, are next in line to become royal parents. Kensington Palace announcing the former Meghan Markle is due to have a baby in the spring. It will be the first child for Meghan and Harry, the royal couple currently on a tour of Australia that got underway this morning. The prince and the former American actress married last May. A nonprofit auto safety group is demanding that Hyundai and Kia recall nearly 3 million vehicles, saying they could catch fire. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Center for Auto Safety issued a statement on Friday calling for Hyundai and Kia to recall Kia Sorento, Kia Optima, Hyundai Sonata, Hyundai Santa Fe, and Kia Soul vehicles. Executive Director Jason Levine said the number and severity of these complaints when people are simply driving their cars on the highway is frightening. They also cited at least a dozen instances where a fire occurred after consumers had an engine-related recall performed. Hyundai told car news site Jalopnik it already addressed the underlying problems with the cars in previous recalls. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
and a U.S. Air Force technician working on an F-16 at a U.S. air base in Belgium last week mistakenly fired the F-16's cannon and destroyed another F-16. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. And if you're so inclined, they always love to hear from you, good, bad, indifferent. You can drop me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. With us right now is my good friend, Rabbi Steve Leader. It's always an honor to have him on the show. I appreciate and respect his wisdom. He serves as a senior rabbi of Wilshire Boulevard Temple and a synagogue in Los Angeles. Rabbi, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing fine, Bill. Wonderful to talk to you today.
Well, Steve, I wanted to talk to you in light of what has impacted our culture here. And I'm sure you've had this conversation in your synagogue as people come to you and say, you know, how do we reconcile all this acrimony that we've been bathed in for the last couple of weeks over the Kavanaugh confirmation? What wisdom have you shared with them?
Look, I think the first thing that we all need to do is understand the power of words. I'm going to give your listeners, who I know many of whom are religious folk, a very quick lesson in Hebrew, okay?
Yes.
The Hebrew word for word is davar in Hebrew. And the Hebrew word for thing is davar. In other words, in Hebrew, you cannot differentiate between words and things that are of concrete material weight and substance.
Right.
Words are real. And the first thing that I would say to not just my members and your listeners, but to all of America, is let's pause for a moment and think about the words we choose to use now when we talk to each other about our differences.
Yeah.
Because if ever a time for civility was required, this is the time. And so let's approach each other with a great deal of civility. Let's measure our words. Let's remember that we have two ears and one mouth, which means we should listen twice as much as we talk. And that's the only way we're going to get through this together, is with respectful listening and the careful use of our words. And that might sound kind of simplistic, but I have to say, from my perspective, that's exactly what's been missing.
Well, I think it goes a long way. There's no doubt about it. If we're holding ourselves accountable, then it's easier to hold others accountable. The irresponsible words that were thrown out over the last couple of weeks from leaders, from our politicians, our elected officials that you would expect better from. And I believe it's okay. It's more than okay. It's almost needed that you respond and let your politicians, your political representatives know that this is unacceptable, that words do matter. They are hurtful. And the things that were thrown out there, the type of bravado and extreme things that were said that are almost conclusive that I took grave exception to. And it's really difficult, Rabbi, when somebody says something to you like you're guilty without credible proof. I mean, do you think that somebody's just going to accept that? They're not going to want to defend themselves? The natural instinct, of course, is to defend you. I mean, it's one thing if you're guilty, if you really are guilty, and when you have a heart soft enough to accept that, that statement, then your next response will be, "You're right, I'm sorry." But
the important thing, I think, is not to lose the ability to see the humanity of the other.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I think that's what was lost here. People ceased to become people. They became causes, they became agendas, they became ideologies, and they ceased to become human beings, people. You know, the plague of darkness during the time of Egyptian slavery, the rabbis say, how dark was it? The answer they give is, it was so dark that people could no longer see the humanity in the other.
Oh, wow.
And I think on a spiritual level, that's what's happened to America. We have ceased to be able to see the humanity in the other. And woe unto all of us when that is the case.
You know, Rabbi, it was reported the Arch of Baal had been moved out of New York to D.C., right there in the Capitol area. I thought that was interesting. And if that didn't pronounce that we were in a spiritual battle, I don't know what more we could have seen to realize that it was that dramatic. And interesting of all things, the Arch of Baal would be purposely moved right there during the hearings of Judge Kavanaugh.
Look, it's another example of the way in which extremism can fray a society.
Mm-hmm.
and where we kind of provide an almost idol-like, idolatrous-like mentality to the other side. And we just can't have it. We just can't have it. I'll give you some good news. I will say that most of the conversations I'm hearing, at least in my congregation, have been civil. And let me make a kind of nuanced point that I think is important. Real peace does not mean the absence of conflict.
Yes.
You know, what does this mean that we'd like peace? Peace is not the absence of conflict. Peace is an environment in which conflict can be peacefully explored and understood.
Well said. I hear that as well. And the people that are going to lead the way, Rabbi, are the people of faith. If you have no connection with God, there's you have little to draw from in which to honor your fellow human on this journey of life. And this is why God, makes it so important that not only that we love him, but we love one another. And absence of that in a secularized society, you've got madness. You've got chaos going on. And this
you
is what...
have madness. You have the objectification of the other. You know, what is it that allows us to demonize the other is we lose the sense of the most basic religious principle that every human being is created in the image of God.
Mm-hmm.
And when you lose that sensitivity, when you lose that vision, that capacity to see what is godly in the other, including the other with whom you disagree, then honestly, it's nothing but anarchy or foolishness. You know, I have to say that one of the things that bothered me the most in these hearings with Kavanaugh was how clear it was to me that many of the people involved were really running for president.
Yes.
Not conducting a hearing. And I found that, to use that process as an opportunity to further one's own political ambition, I personally found that to be incredibly sad. Well, and of course, by the way, to be fair, Bill, that happened on both sides of the aisle.
It did to a degree, but certainly it was more pronounced, and you're right.
Correct.
Especially from the side that complained that, there was questions to ask of the two principals, and they were right there for 3 hours. And instead of asking the questions, they were pontificating. And
it was one long campaign commercial.
Exactly.
Long campaign commercial.
I mean, they talked about it being a job interview, and I wonder if it was the job interview for Judge Kavanaugh. A job interview for them to try to be president. We got to go to break. We've got more from Rabbi Steve Leader after this. Stay with us.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DV Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large, microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez Live.
As Farmers America, back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Rabbi Steve Leder is with us. He is the author of the book, More Beautiful Than Before, How Suffering Transforms Us. The rabbi writes, he says, so often I hear people quote Ernest Hemingway, who said, the world breaks everyone, and afterward many are strong at the broken places. That has always sounded more like Hemingway bravado than the truth to me. I know that a broken marriage, a broken heart, a ruined reputation, none of those things grow stronger, but we can heal enough. We somehow find our true selves again, or for the first time. And what we really find, finally, is often gentler and wiser and more beautiful than before. A second love, a second chance, another way to walk forward. Well, I'll tell you, the sensitivity and the insightfulness of these words are just precious, Rabbi. I am so grateful that you wrote them and that you're sharing them with us.
Thank you, Bill. I have to say, I just got back last night from giving a speech in Chicago based on the book. And people were lined up afterwards, just so many people weeping, not just because of the speech, but because of the kind of difficult things that so many people have to walk through. And I'm so grateful that this book has helped them. I called it More Beautiful Than Before because walking through pain ultimately can lead to a more beautiful, meaningful life.
Exactly.
And that's the goal. What else does it mean to be human if not that?
Well, there's nothing like experience. I tell my kids all the time, Steve, that experience defines preference. And when you go through some of the hard, hard lessons of life, we find out on the other side, we're going through it, you know, we're wiped out and worn out and everything else. But on the other side of it, it is redeemable. And it is in that redemption of that experience that we're enlarged, we are encouraged, we inspire, and inspire others. And we realize, you know, to your earlier point, just how precious human touch can be and human connection. Because right now, it's interesting, with all the yelling and screaming going back and forth, it's almost like you want to just stop everybody and say, hey, can we just get a hug here?
And let's be honest, okay? I don't know how you feel, Bill, because we haven't discussed it before today, but it's also very clear to me that Dr. Ford was in some very serious pain, mm-hmm. as was Judge Kavanaugh. And look, I think that when you lose the capacity to feel that, when you allow an ideological point of view to dehumanize the other, you yourself become less than human. Mm-hmm. You yourself then, in a way, are a victim. And you know, we have to reach out to people who are suffering. And I'll tell you, there's when I'm dealing with someone who's suffering, I try always to remember that person is also me, that I could very well be walking in those shoes. Exactly. And I try to treat people the way I myself would want to be treated. That suffering in those hearings was real on both sides. And if we could just recognize that and embrace each side, mm-hmm. I think the feeling in the country, regardless of the decision, would have been a much better ethos in the country. Because it really is true that when we go through these painful experiences, we really can come out of them in a way more whole because of the brokenness.
Exactly.
You know, I'll give you a very, very quick, example. In the Bible, it says that God puts his words upon our hearts. Mm. And the rabbis ask, why upon our hearts? Why not in our hearts? Surely God has the power to put his words in our hearts. Why only on our hearts? And the answer the rabbis give is, God puts his words upon our hearts, and it isn't until our hearts are broken that the words can enter.
Right, exactly.
Right? So,
that hardened soil, that soil has got to be broken up, right? To take the seed.
The question now for all of us, for America, is, can, after this brokenness, can we let God's word, God's love, God's sensitivity for us and ours for each other enter into the heart and the body politic of America. I certainly hope so.
I do too. And Rabbi, you know, when you talk about both parties being so injured, and that was clear, and what happened, instead of appreciating the pain of both people, it became her against him.
It was a race to the bottom.
It became her pain triumphed or, you know, invalidated his pain. His pain invalidated her pain, right? And so who wins in that case?
Yes, it was as if they couldn't both be real at the same time. But, of course, they are both real.
Right. And what you speak of here is a grand opportunity, and that is if our hearts are genuinely broken, and by that I mean broken in such a way to where we can receive the ultimate gift, as you say, God's word is upon our heart, his love, everything that his word represents. I mean, you think about it, and only the way that God can do it, it is complete, lacking nothing. It is the total ultimate gift that is right there, and our hearts are broken anyway, so why not have them be broken in a way that is redemptive and appreciative of what God's gift is there for us, you know? That's the opportunity. I'm with you on that.
All right. We're in it together, my friend.
Yeah, amen. Well, that's what I love about you. You know, for the first time I met you, I said, leave it to God. I mean, it almost sounds like one of those barroom jokes. You know, there was a rabbi and a Mexican. And I'll let you finish the rest of it from there. But
we'll finish that off air, Bill.
I'm always greatly blessed by your insight and your wisdom, Rabbi, and I know your congregation as well. And this is why I love having you on, because I am bound and determined, like you are, to let this be a positive learning moment for us. You know, some politicians have talked of that, but then they can't help themselves and they return to the hyperbole and that which is injurious. It doesn't promote healing.
I agree, but I want to tell you that the masses, all of us regular folk in the churches and synagogues and mosques in this country, we have the opportunity to heal and come together. And I hope that our religious leaders will grasp this opportunity. You know, I tell people it's called a sanctuary for a reason.
Yes.
This is a place where we will treat each other with dignity and respect and sensitivity and love. We are going to make our sanctuary truly a sanctuary in the deepest sense of the word. And I hope that also becomes true for our country.
Amen. After all, I mean, and this is what happens. I mean, people go to temple, they go to the churches, especially when things are confusing like this. And this is a grand opportunity, as you say, for the leaders to, you know, turn to God. I mean, all the time in his word, it always talks about people turning to God. That is the well from which we need to draw from, not from any kind of, you know, our own personal superiority or bravado that we may think we have. God knows exactly for a time such as this the words that need to be spoken, that need to be put out there, that are going to heal the brokenhearted, that are going to liberate those that have been enslaved.
That's right. And the darkness is not too dark to see.
Amen. Amen. Well, Rabbi Steve Leader has been with us. It's always an honor to have him. He is the Wilshire Boulevard Temple Senior Rabbi, a synagogue in Los Angeles, author of the book More Beautiful Than Before, How Suffering Transforms Us. Remind everybody, I mean, the book is available at all the usual places, and it is such a blessing. I'm telling you, and I will say it again, I often talk about Rabbi Leader's book. This will bless you immensely, and Rabbi, remind them how they can be in touch with you and get their hands on your book.
Well, you can get your hands on More Beautiful Than Before, How Suffering Transforms Us on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and, of course, my website, steveleader.com. I really hope that the book kind of in its own way wraps its arms around everyone who's suffering and helps them walk that path and come out transformed in a more beautiful way.
Steve Leader, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Rabbi. Take care. God bless.
Thank you, Bill. You be well. Bye-bye.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he spoke to the King of Saudi Arabia this morning, and he denies any knowledge of what happened to missing journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Khashoggi last seen on October 2nd, walking into the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. The Turkish government says he was killed inside the consulate by a Saudi government hit team. The president says he's sending Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to meet with the Saudi king to discuss the allegations. Despite teasing her about her claim that she had a Native American ancestor, President Trump is unimpressed at news that Senate Democrat Elizabeth Warren has produced DNA results proving that she had a Native American ancestor. He just says he hopes she decides to challenge him in 2020.
I think she'd be very easy. I do not think she'd be difficult at all. She'll destroy the country.
USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Glad you could join us 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. Ramona Probasco is back with us. Dr. Ramona is a survivor of domestic violence, who's also a certified counselor on the topic. And we're going to be talking about domestic abuse, which does not have to be the end of the story. Instead, healing well and living free is within reach. Dr. Ramona, good to have you back with us. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thank you for having me back. I really appreciate it.
Well, as you and I had discussed before, this is an important topic, especially in light of the controversy that we all got bathed in regarding Kavanaugh. There was so much confused here, and I don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater, and I don't want people to miss the point here of what we're dealing with, because unfortunately, in the realm of politics, things can get diluted and we can get off point very quickly, and along the way, we end up exercising ourselves a whole lot, and we get no benefit from it.
That's right. I would agree with that.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, here we are. This is Domestic Violence Month. Again, we've got to take it out of the realm of the political, and let's talk about our fellow brothers and sisters who deal with domestic violence. you yourself, a survivor, you know, how do we need to approach this? Because, you know, right now it's like the whole hashtag movement, even in and of itself, seems to be a little bit too politically accessible. And when we get caught in the politics, then in some cases it's wrong. In other cases, because it's political, we just ignore it.
Right. That's exactly right. Well, for myself personally, Bill, as a believer and lover of Jesus Christ, I go back to his example and when he walked the earth. And his example was to distinguish right from wrong, and it wasn't about a political side, left or right. Mm-hmm. It was about right or wrong. And so I try to stay away from political alignment and instead just ask myself, you know, how would the Lord approach this situation? Mm-hmm. And regardless of what political position you come from, for me, it's about addressing people's woundedness and communicating the message that no matter what your story may be, because all of us have a story. Mm-hmm. All of us, if you're living and breathing, have experienced pain in some form or fashion. And to me, Bill, it's about showing empathy for my brothers and sisters. It's mm-hmm. not about casting judgment or you know, about a political position.
Right. Well, God was very clear, Jesus himself specifically, saying we should not judge. And there's a reason we shouldn't judge, because we don't know. We don't know the depths of a person's heart. We're ill-equipped. That's not our responsibility to do that. But to come alongside and suffer, you know, and understand what, when I say suffer, I mean you suffer with, you share in that suffering, because for somebody who has dealt with this, and you know better, having gone through what you've gone through, it's so hard to qualify. I mean, and everybody's different how it impacts them. And we know statistically, they tell us that one out of every four women in the U.S. will experience some form of domestic violence or abuse in her lifetime. That's 25%. That's incredible, that kind of number. And then I wonder, my first response to that number is, are we getting the whole truth and nothing but? Because when we're talking about domestic violence, I mean, it's not like, It's hey, let's be free to talk about it. Even in this hashtag movement, this is very personal. People don't want to go around and say, well, yeah, hey, my husband beat me up or my boyfriend beat me up, unless it's obvious that they got a black eye. They're going to do everything they can to, you know, in many cases, not talk about it.
That's right. It is. It's super hush-hush. And I would agree with you, just like child abuse, regardless if it's physical, sexual, sometimes people will go a lifetime and never share what happened to them. And the same type of secrecy is around domestic abuse. For many, many, many years, Bill, I didn't say a peep. There were very few people, my best friend, very few people that knew what was really going on. As a matter of fact, it was interesting. Yesterday I was doing a book signing at our church, and after the book signing was over with, you know, my husband and I, I'm remarrying to a lovely, wonderful man. Mm-hmm. But we were talking about just how, you know, great it went and different people I got to talk with. And one of the things my husband said to me, he said, well, I'm surprised, you know, that more people didn't come forward and want to chat. And frankly, I was very pleased with mm-hmm. the response. But
right.
what I said to him, I said, you know, I think about myself. Back when I was still living with this big secret, and if I walked into the bookstore of our church and I walked past a book signing with an author with this big banner on her table of right. healing well, living free from an abusive relationship, would I have walked forward? Yeah. Chances are absolutely not, especially if I was with Ben. There is no way I would have done that.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
But even if I was alone, I really question if I would have approached somebody. So what I told him, I said, the people I did chat with, I mean, my gosh, that took a lot of courage.
Mm-hmm.
You
yes.
know, so, you know, there are so many people walking around, and as I watched different faces going in and out of this bookstore, some of them I could just see the pain in their eyes. It's like the Lord has given this ability just to, I don't know, I call it, I can feel people,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and many people who walked past it looked at me and wanted to come forward but held back. So mm-hmm. who knows what's going on in their lives?
What is the big question that they have in their hearts over all this?
I think the big question is, will that person believe me?
Mm-hmm.
And then what do I do if they do?
Yeah.
You know, if I say it out loud, because for so many years I did not call it abuse. As a matter of fact, I didn't call it abuse until I sat with my very first counselor, and this was after Child Protective Services got involved in our situation, and CPS basically told me, you let them back in and you run the risk of losing your kids. And that was a massive wake-up call to me. And keep in mind, I left many times with the kids.
Yes.
Always with the promise that Ben was going to change, and with tremendous family pressure to maintain the marriage and not to divorce. So in these cases, most women and men sometimes, but most women will leave 6 to 8 times before they leave for good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think the toughest thing is sharing your story and then calling it what it is. And it wasn't, like I said, until I sat with this first counselor and she gave me a form to fill out.
Right.
And at the top of the form, it said abuse evaluation form. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You know, I'd never use that word.
Exactly. Well, you know, you bring something up that's interesting, and that is that when you get, legal, you get the legal process involved, you know, like you say, with Child Protective, CPS involved, mm-hmm. and they come in, then all of a sudden you're down a road where your options, they're not what they were before in terms of, like you said, is that, hey, at this point, we're all aware of this. This is documented, and you could be complicit in your own abuse.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Now, it was a blessing in disguise when I look back at it. And I was very fortunate that I had a very sweet and empathetic social worker who believed my story, saw my plight, and could understand why I was so afraid to report, because my spouse threatened to hurt someone if I called the police. You know, he threatened many times not to call the police. So it's so complicated, Bill. I mean, it's very hard.
Well, it's like you say, and we talked about this the last time, it's a bit like that frog in boiling water. It didn't always start at boiling water. It was all, you know, nice and easy, and it just kept getting worse and worse until you realize, oh, my God, I'm in boiling water here. I'm getting hooked.
That's exactly right. It doesn't start off boiling. That's exactly right.
Without a doubt. Dr. Ramona Probasco is with us. We're talking domestic violence. This is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and we've got more from her as she continues to share with us. Stay with us, America, just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906, 800-296-0906, 800-296-0906. Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez live.
You are the air I breathe. You are the song I believe. You are the war that I can win. This is my white flag in the wind. Every word you speak is the air I breathe.
Martinez live.
It's fresh and independent right here at 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back. Dr. Ramona Probosco is with us. Her book, Healing Well and Living Free from an Abusive Relationship, as we have been reading and understanding, and I still think this number is a little low for obvious reasons. As I mentioned earlier, one out of every four women in the United States will experience some form of domestic violence or abuse in her lifetime. The challenge is calling it for what it is when it first, I mean, there's some women, Dr. Ramona, they're so strong of character, there's no way that, they would even, put up with any kind of abuse in 2 seconds. It's a bit unusual, it's quite exemplary. And it should be an encouragement to other women and men for that matter, because, yes, though we think in terms of domestic abuse that it more happens on women, but it happens to men as well, right?
That's right. Statistically, you said that correct. It's 1 in 4 women, but it's also 1 in 7 men will experience some form of severe physical violence. So that's not even statistically capturing the data of other forms of abuse, verbal, emotional, sexual, spiritual abuse. So yes, it does happen to men too. And really it's, I understand what you mean by your statement earlier, but it isn't really about character. Honestly, what I teach people that have gone through this or are going through this type of situation is I help them to identify their super traits. And in a nutshell, what that means, Bill, is they're qualities that put certain people at a higher risk of trying harder to make a relationship work that is never going to work because the partner doesn't want to address the way they think. Because abuse is not about anger. Because we all get angry, but we all don't abuse.
Right.
Abuse is about a mentality, and it's primarily driven by 4 things: entitlement, lack of empathy, and a desire for power and control. So if the other person in the relationship, like myself and other people who find themselves in these predicaments, have these super traits, and super traits are elevated levels of empathy, tolerance, loyalty, a sense of over-responsibility, high relationship investment. All of us have empathy. Unless you're a sociopath, you have empathy.
Mm-hmm.
But people who have elevated levels, and that term that I use is super traits. If you have those super traits, you are much more likely to stay in a relationship like this and try to save the marriage and make it work. I call it love them into wellness. For many years, I thought I could love Ben into wellness. Mm-hmm. And Ben needed to learn he had to choose to be well. I don't have the power to do that to him.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, and in this process, you know, that you go through, and that you point out in your book, you talk about, you know, taking a person, the victim, a step-by-step process for moving the victim to survivor to overcomer. You know, that is, you know, the opportunity, you know, for someone who has been a victim is they don't have to stay a victim.
That's exactly right. And it's so interesting when I talk with my clients who, you know, have experienced this, often there's a resistance to this word victim. I even had one particular client refer to it as the V word. I mean, she didn't even want to say it. It was that bad in her mind. But when I explain to people, domestic violence is a crime. And whenever there's a crime, there's a victim.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so it's very important. Part of healing well involves recognizing my own victimization. That doesn't mean you're going to stay there. And it doesn't mean because you say you have been victimized that you will forever live in that place. Because there's things that we can do. In my book, I lay out the actual steps I took working with my counselors. I actually stepped out of private practice for 6 years and worked with 3 different therapists. And so my book is a compilation of what they taught me and what I learned and now what I teach today.
Mm-hmm. And the most important in these 12 steps that you write about is, you know, bring it into the daylight. You got to break the silence, right?
That's exactly right. I mean, until you do that, nothing's going to change. Mm-hmm. And the idea that you can do it on your own, and this is, when I say these things, I say from experience because I used to think like this. The idea that you can kind of, like one of my friends said, I'm going to just try to manage it.
Wow.
And I said, there's no such thing as managing abuse.
Mm-hmm.
We can't manage abuse because we can't control another human being. So, you know, it involves breaking the silence. It involves educating yourself. You know, the first time I actually Googled the phrase cycle of abuse, and I would encourage your listeners to look that up. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow, I'm smack dab in the middle of a pattern. Mm-hmm. That I had no idea. I thought it was only me. You know, the tendency is to think this is only happening to me.
Right.
When the cycle of abuse is happening regardless, even if a person is not experiencing physical abuse and they're experiencing verbal abuse, there's still a cycle that they're in.
Yeah, because what happens in many cases, it progresses. It gets worse and worse. One abuse ever so slight leads to another, and it just seems like it aggravated and increases intensity, does it not?
It does. That's exactly right. So even if in this cycle quickly is a tension building where you feel like you're walking on eggshells, then there's some sort of triggering incident, doesn't matter what it is, some sort of triggering incident, and that abusive partner will act out, they'll physically assault, verbally assault, they'll do something to explode, so to speak. And that's quickly followed by the honeymoon phase where there are promises oftentimes. Now, in my case, there were not, there wasn't really much gift giving. Now, some people will go through that, but there were promises of going to counseling or going to talk to our pastor, but those promises are not kept. And then it goes right back into the tension building phase and round you go. And it does get worse. It doesn't contain itself. Mm-hmm. It is a pattern that gets worse over time. Absolutely
well,
true.
Yeah, when you get to a point, it's like in any kind of relationship. I mean, it doesn't even have to be in a marriage relationship, but when there's a breakdown in respect and you don't respect, you're not empathetic towards the other person, they become less than. And if they're less than, then they become almost worthless. And if they're worthless, then they're disposable, right?
That's exactly right. very well said.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. You know, and, you know, I, one of the questions I ask is, are you experiencing disregard, disdain, disrespect?
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are all, when I look back to my early dating years mm-hmm. with Ben, clearly all three of those were going on. Now, was he being physically abusive during our 3 years of dating? No,
no, of course
not at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as a matter of fact, the physical abuse didn't start until 3 years into the marriage. But there certainly was disrespect, and I was calling it other things. And I really had that faulty belief that I can help him to be better. I can help our situation. I implicated myself thinking somehow I caused it. So if I could change, then he would change. But a nicer you doesn't make for a better him.
No, that's right.
Okay.
Well, and as you say, the super traits, you know, kick in. And you become vulnerable because of the trait, and in and of itself, it's a good trait. It's very positive, but like anything, taken to its abuse, then it ill serves its original purpose.
Well, exactly right. You know, my friends, my family, my clients, they love that I'm a, you know, warm and fuzzy, and I'm a sensitive person, and all that. You know, people that truly love me and have respect for me value that in me, and they don't take advantage of it.
Right.
But someone who has this abusive mentality that I talk about, it's a noose around the person's neck who's in a relationship with someone like that. It's a it's a danger. It definitely puts you at risk.
Well, in the book, you talk about, and this is human nature. We see a problem. Okay, I got it. I got it figured out. I'm all healed. I'm ready to go. And, but you're saying take your time, slow down, hit the brakes, and really, you know, really study what it is that you've been subjected to. Because in some cases, I got to imagine, even for yourself, with these super traits, they take over. And next thing you know, that is, controlling the trajectory. And, you know, you're setting yourself up again for failure, are you not?
Well, you're setting yourself up to stay stuck and to stay in that cycle of abuse going around and round and round.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why educating yourself is so important. Connecting with a counselor who has training. There's a lot of great counselors out there. For myself, there are things I'm not trained in, so I refer out.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody is trained to work with domestic abuse survivors. So you want to ask questions. You want to say, have you been trained? If so, what did your training look like? If they advise couples counseling, that's the number one red flag. Run for the hills.
Yeah.
That's not the person you want to go to.
Right, exactly. Well, another key element here is, you know, you've gone through this. And, you know, one of the big things is that you trust, you know, you question your own judgment. You know, can I make a good choice anymore?
That's why it's so important to get with someone who's trained so they can help speak objectively into your life.
Mm-hmm. And I like the this next one. It says, learn to love, really love. Wow. Because
mm-hmm.
that's what happens in this process. We kind of pervert the whole idea of really what love is all about, right?
Healthy love.
Yeah.
It's learning to have a healthy love for myself.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then I won't tolerate that kind of treatment anymore.
Right. And this is where the Word of God can be so powerful. As we were talking with Rabbi Steve Leder a moment ago, and I liked his illustration about the Word of God sitting on our hearts. God says he places his Word on our heart, that when it's broken, then it takes root, and we're transformed. It's a beautiful concept. Dr. Ramona Probasco, thank you so much, as always, for being on. She is the author of that book,
Healing
Well. It's
been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers.